This is Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie at CatholicFoodie.com, and I am about to go into the kitchen. Imagine that. I'm going into the kitchen. And what am I going to cook tonight? Well, I just got back from the store. I had to go pick up a few provisions. And I am going to be cooking a chicken provençal. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it in French. I don't know if that's the way it's supposed to be. But chicken provençal with 40 cloves of sweet garlic. Wow, that is right. It's unbelievable. I'm very excited about this dish. I've never made it before. But, you know, anything with 40 cloves of garlic, oh my goodness, it's got to be good. And this is not just 40 cloves of garlic. It's 40 cloves of sweet garlic. Wow. And what else besides garlic is in it? Well, first of all, the garlic, it has the skins on, so that's going to be very cool. It's kind of like peanuts, you know, peanuts or any kind of nut where you got to peel it, crack it, peel it. There's something about that. It's kind of like oysters, too. You know, you got to shuck oysters, all this good stuff you got to open up. Well, we're going to leave the skins on these cloves of garlic so that when they're cooked, you're going to have to open them up to eat them, and they're going to be so good. Oh my goodness. Half a cup of dry white wine, which I have. Some boneless chicken breast. I've got about 8 of them. Half a cup of flour. A tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil. 2 teaspoons of, I'm going to do spices. I'm going to do different, the Greek seasoning. I'm going to use that. Also throw some thyme in there. A bay leaf, chicken broth, and chopped fresh parsley. You talk about some good stuff. So this chicken's going to be browned on both sides, seasoned with a little flour and salt, pepper, browned on both sides. The garlic is going to be cooking in white wine. You throw it all together into a pot with a chicken broth, and you just cook it down, and it's good. Good stuff. So I'm going to report back to you later and let you know how it's going in the kitchen. And goodness gracious, I've got to take some pictures. This is going to be so good. I can't stand it. I hope you're hungry, because I'm cooking. Until next time, bon appetit.